2A.
Can you hear the differences in these S endings?
Stops. Gives. Raises.
Stops ends with a S sound. Gives ends with a Z sound. And raises ends with a new syllable, pronounced is. Here are some words with that same S ending pronounced in these three different ways. Listen, can you guess the rule?
Laughs. Loves. Loses. Cooks. Cares. Catches. Dates. Dials. Dodges. Mops. Mends. Matches.
The sounds f, t, k, and p are technically called voiceless sounds. You'll probably remember them from lesson one. When a word ends with one of these sounds, the additional s at the end will sound like s, because it's also a voiceless sound. But words that end with s, sh, ch, j, z, x, and j require the addition of another syllable, is, before the s is added. And finally, all other sounds are voiced sounds, and a voiced sound needs to be followed by another voiced sound. So, when an S is added to a word with any ending other than the ones listed above, the S is pronounced as a Z. This rule applies not only to verbs, but to nouns and possessives as well. Now is your chance to practice. Repeat the following sentences and pay close attention to the word endings s, z, or is.
1. The cat naps all afternoon. 2. Brian always craves snack food in the evening. 3. They say music soothes the soul. 4. George really embraces all sorts of innovation. 5. It terrifies me to think that he'll be the new director. 6. Rain collects on the roof and leaks through into the house. 7. He really roughs it when he goes camping. 8. That fazes me not in the least.